You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys!
We have a fascinating week full of planetary transits. We have a bunch of interesting things going on. This is going to be a mixed bag week, and this week in itself has more harmonious alignments than harder alignments, which is always nice. Venus is going into Aquarius, which should help us upgrade our love lives and career situations. Saturn and Neptune will connect in an alignment that they've been doing for about the last year and a half or so, which should help us understand the importance of setting real boundaries. And we have an even amount of Mercury and Sun alignments, which should help us go over the steps we've been dealing with through this retrograde period with Mercury and build up our sense of self with the Sun transits. So even though it seems like we have a moderate amount of transits, there's a lot going on in terms of vibes on the graph. Because this is a mixed bag week, let's get the harder stuff out the way. Right out the gate on the second, there's a big amount of solitude energy. It's the highest on the graph. Then it drops down substantially and becomes a steady stream throughout the week. So we'll have a steady amount of solitude energy throughout this week, despite some of the easier aspects that are going on. So there could be moments where we're just needing space to ourselves. There could be moments where we just need to be introspective and just be with our thoughts. Because mixed in with that on the second, we have a low amount of confusion. We also have some emotional sensitivity that's going on from the second all the way up until the fourth, and then it drops down and picks back up on the fifth, all the way up until the sixth. So this week, it can feel like there's a bit of up and downs. There can feel like there's a bunch of triggers going on. We can feel extra sensitive. Other people can seem extra sensitive and hair triggery throughout this week. So it can feel a little weird. But with the good stuff that's going on throughout this week, we do have some social energy that's intersecting all of this. And again, sometimes these vibes, they contradict because, you know, you can have a day where you're having one transit that's jolly and another transit that might be more difficult than the other one. So we have some of that going on. So there will be a need to actually get out and do some stuff and take a break from seclusion. Also, there's some good luck energy that's occurring from the third all the way up until the fourth. This is also mixed in with the social energy. Then we have a little bit more of it going on the fifth. So one thing's for sure, this week will be a week of going after what you want. This is going to be a week of looking for opportunities. This is going to be a week of just feeling like new year, new me. Let's start something fresh. There will be a sense of I need to make 2023 a big year for me, especially with the mental energy that's popping up throughout this week here. Our thoughts can be on examining solutions that will help us level up in our lives. So yeah, this is going to be a colorful week for sure. Let's look at the next bunch of days and see what we can expect.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. On the second, Mercury will make a semi-sextile with Saturn. We last had this alignment on December 23rd because this is part of the retrograde series. So this could bring up scenarios where maybe communication might have lacked a little bit of warmth. There might have been a sense of coldness. There might have been a critical dynamic in communication around that point in time. So some of this stuff can resurface on this day. With the lack of warmth in communication, this can bring up scenarios from that time where you were either communicating with someone and it seemed like they were giving you one word text messages, it seemed like they were disconnected from the communication, or overall just came off cold and icy. Or it could have been very direct where someone was communicating in a way that seemed ruthless and cold-blooded in some sort of way. This could have us circling back around to communication that was overly critical and judgy. In other words, it could bring up situations where someone was harping on something you were doing, someone was complaining about something you were doing, there was a nagging tone to things or a know-it-all tone to things. So this could bring up issues when it comes down to that type of dialogue. Also, speaking of dialogue, it could bring up critical internal dialogue where we're being too hard on ourselves and too judgy on ourselves. So with this alignment, it could bring up those feelings of what happened around December 23rd while this was aspecting. We'll see another round of this as we get to January 14th. And the final one will happen on February 8th as Mercury is leaving its post-shadow retrograde. Some of the reasons that solitude energy was high, along with the emotional sensitivity and the imagination and confusion, has a lot to do with some of the other stuff that's going on that day. So on that same day, the sun is going to make a square with Chiron, which could create moments where our sense of self is pretty shaky. So it can pronounce feelings of inadequacy. It can bring up situations where we're thinking about the past. We're thinking about the times where we weren't at our best. We're thinking of the times where we didn't necessarily win at something. We're thinking about the times where we got blows to our ego. And it's causing us to question how cool we really are. This could also inflate the need to get validation from other people. In other words, this could be a day where, because you're not feeling at your best, you're seeking reassurance, you're seeking validation, you're seeking to be reaffirmed of who you are. And that in itself could be a problem as well. You know, getting validation, we need to be validated at times, but then there is an unhealthy end to this. And this is obviously the unhealthy end, where it may be a constant thing and it may come off draining to other people and also draining to yourself. So when an alignment like this comes up, look to validate yourself, look to build up your confidence on your own without seeking it from outside sources. And also try to not be in your head about the things that happened in the past. I know that's easier said than done, but look up best practices on how to get out of your head, how to stop ruminating and thinking about past events. Stop being on a loop in terms of that, because it's just hurting you and preventing you from moving forward to something brighter. On the third, Venus enters Aquarius, shifting the way we view our love life and financial situations from a cautious approach to a more progress-oriented method. So this Venus-Aquarius combination is going to pronounce a need to have progression in our life. It's going to pronounce a need to level up. It's going to pronounce a need to break out of stagnation when it comes down to our love life and finances. And it's also going to give us this inventive way of dealing with these situations. So love life wise, dating wise, old habits that held us back will be broken under this energy. So this could be a time where you're having a eureka moment about your love life and what you need to do to change it, what you need to do to alter it, how you need to get out of ruts in your dating life, especially if you've been doing the same old, especially if you've been dating the same types and it's not necessarily working. This is going to give you the opportunity to look at the alternatives that are out there and start opening up your dating pool in that sort of way. In other words, this could be a time when you're feeling more open-minded about different types of people. This could be a time where you're more open-minded about those that you might have overlooked. Maybe they weren't in your category of people that you typically date. So energy like this helps us step out of that comfort zone and look at what else is out there. Because this is a period to shake things up in your love life, and it may end up being a nice surprise to step outside of your comfort zone when it comes to the types that you're dating. It's that feeling of, why haven't I done this in the first place? Why haven't I tried this before? So this is going to be very helpful in pushing you in that right direction that's needed. One of the good things about this energy is it helps us be detached in a way where we're not necessarily falling for people right away. We're not necessarily wearing our heart in our sleeve when it comes down to dating. So this could give you the opportunity to meet someone, meet a few people, leave your options open without getting your feels involved. Venus combined with Aquarius isn't the most romantic and it isn't the most emotional. So this is why that sort of thing happens. It's not to say you won't meet somebody that you really enjoy or someone that you end up falling in love with eventually, but it slows things down into a point where you're able to get to know the person, be friends with them first, and be open to them before you make a decision or a commitment to them. Of course, this obviously has a shadow side to it, so that could be problematic. I would say that this is more of a neutral expression of that, but if you've been the type to rush into things, this is going to help you not do that and just take your time and really get to know the person before you commit to anything. For those who are already in committed relationships, this could be an adventurous time. This could be a time of taking risks with one another. This could be a time of doing things that you normally don't do. This could be a time of just stepping outside of you guys' comfort zone, intimacy-wise, the things you do all the time, the things you guys enjoy together. So this could be just changing up your dating routine, doing something different, doing something more daring and adventurous. And of course, it doesn't have to be the craziest thing in the world, but if you're normally the conventional type when it comes down to dating, this could be a time where you're not necessarily doing the dinner and the movie thing. You guys are doing something else. You guys are going to one of those immersive experiences, or going to a concert, going to see bands, going to an event that's action-packed and has everything you need to give you that nice thrill. Socially, this could be a time where we're more friend-oriented than normal, So this could be a time of just get-togethers with friends. This could be a time of reconnecting with friends after a long period, especially since we're all just coming off the holidays. This could be about getting together with those friends or hearing from friends that you haven't heard from in a while. Also, feeling more open to meet new friends, making new friendships, and connecting with like-minded people. This could be a time where you're noticing that that's more pronounced than usual. There could be an urge to join memberships. There could be an urge to join networks, associations, or other types of groups because Aquarius energy is about that and it's about connecting with like-minded people. And this may be where some of the newer friendships are coming in because the urge to engage with people who share the same interests will be stronger than usual. This is the kind of Venus that needs mental stimulation, so that also will be more pronounced within this energy. In other words, we may be more mentally oriented. This is another reason why this Venus is not the most emotional Venus. It is heady as hell. And so there could be moments where you're just in your head, you're conceptualizing things, you're in research mode, you're in science mode. And those things could be fun under this alignment. So you might find a lot of enjoyment under this alignment with these types of topics. We could also find ourselves engaging in more tech when this energy pops up because we'll find more enjoyment out of it. Also, this is a type of Venus where things that are on the cutting edge pop up out of nowhere because Aquarius energy is a trendsetter energy. So something may be trending. There may be trendings in fashion. There may be trendings in hair, trendings in tech. Just cool things popping up around this energy that's new and innovative. Venus has a lot to do with how we adorn ourselves as well. So there could be a need to make a revamp in terms of your wardrobe, in terms of hair and things like that, which could translate to the urge of buying something trendy for yourself and just overall being experimental. Money-wise with this energy, this is the type of energy where it has a neutral expression and it does have its expressions that are more higher vibrational and of course lower vibrational. Aquarius energy is sudden, and so with the higher vibration, we can suddenly feel motivated or have a eureka moment about a job situation. We can suddenly feel the urge to start our own thing when it comes down to work and business. So this is the energy of a freelancer. This is the energy of a side hustler. This is not to say that something sudden couldn't happen with your 9-to-5 job or anything like that, but this tends to bring in either windfall energy or sudden boost of luck within this energy. Suddenly having an aha moment, how to make more money. And again, this has more of that freelancer energy and more of that self-employment energy and just doing your own thing because Aquarius is a very independent sign. So this could be a time where you're looking to do that and it's working out for you. So this could be your time to finally dip your toe in the freelancing pool. The neutral expression of this is, yes, this is the type of energy where you need to be independent and you need to do your own thing, being an independent contractor. However, it can have this thing where it's harder to work with other people. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It just can be complicated at times if there isn't any opportunity for you to work on your own, which leads to the lower expression of this, which is that thing that I just said. Sometimes you can find it hard to work with other people and there can be clashes within this energy. This energy has a lot of suddenness to it. So sometimes you can think you have enough money and then there's a sudden drop within money. So you want to be mindful of your spending and some of your habits around money because this is not a very emotional energy and it's very heady and very intellectual. There can be a need to intellectualize your feelings when it comes down to romance. There can be a lot of detachment. The detachment within this energy, it makes it very hard to connect with other people on a long-term level. And again, it's not to say that something long-term can't happen. There tends to be a shut off of your emotions within this energy. So connecting romantically may not necessarily come easy in this. There can also be a need to break free and bust loose from restrictive relationships. And if you're not happy in a relationship, obviously it's good to get out of that relationship. However, when I see certain things when it comes to Venus and Aquarius energy or Venus and Uranus energy in complicated alignments and with the lower expression of this, it's complicated. I tend to always tell people, make sure you have a proper exit strategy before you get out of anything, because otherwise it's going to just leave a mess and you may end up getting more than you bargained for. And it may end up backfiring on you. So you just want to be aware of that. Other than those lower expressions, this is a fun energy. Use it to get inventive about your love life and financial situation. Fourth, we get a dose of fun thanks to Venus sextiling Jupiter. And this is one of those lovely alignments. Venus being in Aquarius and Jupiter being in Aries, this is going to bring an extra dose of enthusiasm, an extra dose of risk-taking. There'll be a need for adventure. There's going to be a need to be over the top in our love life. situations, a need to be social, and overall the urge to chase every possibility possible. Like I was saying, with Aquarius energy having this suddenness to it, and Venus and Jupiter connecting in this way, there can be some sudden moments of luck within this. This is why we were seeing the good luck energy on the graph. This luck can translate to whatever luck might be for you. Luck for some people might be money. Luck for some people might be love. Luck for some people might be getting good grades. There's so many possibilities within this energy. This tends to bring that, and it tends to bring an abundance or a windfall for whatever it is that you're seeking in your life. This energy makes it easier to let loose and just be social and feel free and open to hanging out with people, free and open to romance. We'll have the urge to do something outside the norms when it comes down to our social life. So this could be an exciting bunch of days within this energy if we're just doing things that we normally don't, going places we normally don't, and connecting with people in a way that we normally don't engage with them in. And romantically, this has a very expressive tone, so this could be a very overly affectionate sort of energy. Even with Venus being in Aquarius, you've got that Jupiter in Aries, Aries being a fire sign and being very passionate. Connecting with this could help with a lot of passionate exchanges when it comes down to our love lives. So have fun with this. We've earned it. On the 5th, the sun is making a trine with Uranus. We're getting some nice hits when it comes down to Uranian and Aquarius energy. And with this alignment, this is harmonious. This is a lovely connection between the sun and Uranus. When this pops up, this means that the retrograde is 3 weeks from being over with when it comes down to Uranus. Some of the outer planets, it takes a little bit of time before that retrograde is done. But once you see a trine with the sun on either side, that means we're starting the retrograde generally 3 weeks prior, or the retrograde will be done within the next 3 weeks, depending on the outer planet. Usually with Uranus, it's about a good 3 weeks before that retrograde will be over. Uranus goes out of retrograde on January 23rd, I believe, 22nd or 23rd. But this alignment inflates our egos in a healthy way, in an intellectual way. We'll get a considerable boost from just playing with our intellectual side, having intellectual conversations and dialogue, displaying our intellectual talents. And not only that, this gives us breakthrough moments. This gives us moments where we have that eureka moment, that aha moment. If we've been stuck since this retrograde, Uranus went in retrograde August, at the end of August. And so if you're being aspected by this, this may be that time where you're finally breaking free from whatever might have been holding you back, whatever you might have been struggling with. And this is also going to give a considerable boost to your confidence as a result. So this is also going to be helpful for breaking free from your daily routine, breaking free from monotonous stuff that's been holding you back, or it's just been the same old, and you're getting bored. This is one of those alignments that's anything but boring. This is the type of transit that helps us become more adventurous and helps us just step outside of ourselves and do something outside of the box, which is going to be ultra helpful for us feeling better about ourselves. So if you've been needing to do more than just passing the time, this alignment had you covered. On the 6th, Saturn's making a semi-sextile with Neptune. This semi-sextile with Neptune has been going on since 2021. It started off around the beginning of 2021, around February of 2021, we started seeing this one pop up. So during the last 2 years, we've seen this be an on and off sort of thing. And when this comes up, it's a reminder of setting boundaries, setting limits. Whether that's setting limits with yourself and setting limits with others. We also work on self-sabotage through this energy. We also look at how our skepticism has caused us to be restrictive in our lives. Anything that's outdated and outworn, we're having to work on that. With Saturn and Neptune connecting this way, we have to find a fine balance between our fantasy land and reality, because Saturn can be a bit hard-nosed with that and Neptune can veer off into the distance. And so this has us looking at both sides of those so we can meet in the middle with our left brain side versus our spiritual side. On the 7th, the sun's going to connect with Mercury in a conjunction. And because this is a special conjunction called the Kazemi, where Mercury is at the heart of the sun, this is going to help us have a bit of self-assurance and mental clarity and give us a considerable boost when it comes down to communication and our thought processes. This promotes feeling energized. This promotes feeling enthusiastic. So there can be a feeling of just being open and optimistic about life, because it's a very cheerful energy. This promotes mental sharpness. So if there's been moments where you were feeling foggy, especially with the Saturn-Neptune thing, that's a harder alignment that we had in the week. There can be fog from that. And that's an ongoing thing because there are slower moving planets, this could help mitigate things and push us through. And if you couldn't get enough of mental clarity, Mercury is going to be making a trine with Uranus the next day, which is also going to help us have those sudden strokes of genius. So we could feel like we're going through mental upgrades within this energy. If we felt stuck mentally, we could feel as though we're actually breaking free from that. This could be a time of having breakthrough moments with your mind, breakthrough moments with situations that seemed unsolvable. So we could really feel like we're having an epiphany that day. And communication goes great with this. Communication is fun with this energy. It's very intellectual, but also at the same time, super stimulating, hilarious, and offbeat in a good way. So yeah, this week started on a harsh note, but it ends on a sweet one, and which is always welcome considering the way we ended 2022 with some of the harder alignments. We earned it, we deserve it, and we'll take it. Anyway, I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.